It's amazing how easy it is to find yourself in some online dating scams. Be sure to watch this whole video to know how to avoid them.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top online dating scams to look out for. It can be really easy to find yourself involved in these, and hopefully this video can help you steer clear of any scams. Before we dive into the top scams though, I do want to recommend our non-scammy online dating app quiz, because this quiz will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app, and we only recommend reputable, non-scammy sites, so that is going to be completely free, fun, and easy. The link to the quiz is going to be above me and found in the description down below, so go ahead and take the quiz and comment back here and comment below what your results are, because we'd love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to click our link to our deals page to possibly save yourself some dough on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. All right, so let's dive into this. Let's dive into some of the top online dating scams to avoid. So let's start with number one, fake dating sites. So there are a lot of fake and really scammy online dating sites out there on the market. We have seen them. So these fake sites will claim to be, you know, reputable online dating sites or dating apps. However, what they actually are either severely underpopulated, where there's like basically nobody actually on the site and they're still making you pay an exorbitant amount to use their services, or they claim to help you actually meet people, they claim to set you up with people, that doesn't actually end up ever happening. There are a lot of sites out there that will actually just scam you for your money. You know, they'll say that you are chatting to real people, but you're chatting to bots and you're paying to do so. So, you know, you definitely have to be careful when you're looking at your online dating sites and apps and see if, you know, there's something up with them. There are a few tells that will help you to figure out whether or not this is real. First off, the responses you're actually getting from the people you're talking to. Do they seem robotic? Do they seem like they're actually understanding what it is that you're saying to them? Do you still see the same few profiles every time you log in, no matter if you change your location or however long you've been using this site? Are the same people, like the same 15, 30 people of profiles just being, you know, regurgitated to you? That's a good sign that they're not actually real. So look out for those sign-up questionnaires that are light on the dating but heavy on personal finance questions or personal things like your first school or your first pet's name, or, you know, what you do for work, etc. Also, watch out for an influx of attention right after you've set up your profile and started to use the site. So without, you know, fully setting up your profile, without fully adding all your photos, without adding too much information about yourself, without being on this site for too long, if you were inundated with messages and attention, definitely be a little bit wary of that. I mean, without too much about yourself, to be receiving a lot of attention without, you know, maybe photos of yourself or without information or your bio filled out, that's really a clear tell that there's something going on, because why would people be so attracted to an empty profile? There's no reason for them to know you or be interested until your stuff's fully filled out, or you've been using the site for a minute so that you get seen by more people. Before we move on to the next scam, if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give the video a thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so let's dive into the next online dating scam to avoid. And that's gonna be people asking you for money. So online scammers are really good at what they do. So if people are messaging you, sometimes you can't even tell that, you know, they're scamming. Sometimes they're really, really good at what they're doing. They get you invested, they get you to like them, they make it seem like they're real. Sometimes they really play the long con, and this can go on for years, you know, if not just months. So sometimes a great tell that you are being scammed is that the person you're talking to or people you're talking to are always in need of money, and it's always these crazy situations. I mean, how often do crazy situations where you are in dire need of a lot of money at this moment happen, and the only person you can ask is someone you've never met through an online dating platform? Just a bit too suspicious. Some common scammy ways people will ask for money include: I need money for a sick relative, I need some money so I can get airfare to come visit you, I need money for a new phone so I can FaceTime you, I need some startup money for a business venture, I need money for a funeral, for a loved one's death, or I'm a US service member overseas and I need some money. No matter how dire their circumstances, definitely be suspicious of anyone who's asking you for financial compensation or financial help when honestly, they barely know you, especially if they've never even met you in real life. How are you going to give up a large chunk of your money to someone you've never met? It just, you know, a scam all around it. So beware. Speaking of money, though, and not paying too much, if you're going to use any online dating site or dating app and you're going to sign up and you see that it's actually going to cost you some money, don't forget to check out our deals page because we might have a code for you. So definitely click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to head to our deals page and see if you can't have some money saved. All right, so let's move on to the next online dating scam that you will see often, and that is photo scams. So this has a plethora of different meanings. First off, definitely beware of anyone who's asking you for photos. They can be scamming you or hurting you in a plethora of different ways. So if they're asking for photos of your face, they could be using this to unlock something, you know, using your identity for some reason, maybe for some fake IDs, maybe to unlock your phone, maybe to unlock your computer, to scam their way into something. Beware of them asking for, you know, too many face photos. Of course, some people just want to see what you look like. However, you do have profile photos on your page. Just beware of the specifics of the photos that they're asking you for. Also, beware, and I would recommend against sending explicit photos of yourself to someone you don't trust or know. Of course, who knows what they could be using this for? They could be selling these photos, they could be claiming that these photos are actually of them, and then using them for, you know, whatever have you. They could just have blackmail over you if you send them, you know, explicit photos. They could use this to extort you for more money. Definitely beware of sending photos of any compromising nature to anyone who you don't know and trust. Even if you do know them and think you trust them, I would, you know, think twice still. Question of the day before we move on to the next scam that you'll likely find when you're online dating. Have you ever been scammed in your online dating journey? Have you ever been on the receiving end of a scam? Have you ever had people attempt to scam you but you saw the way out? Have you scammed someone else? Interesting. Leave your experiences, your anecdotes, your stories, your advice in the comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, beware of investment or business opportunities. So when you're talking to people online, they can scam you in all sorts of ways, and one of those is going to be hyping up this idea that they have. Maybe they are trying to get you on board to join their business or their investment opportunities, or maybe they're just excited about starting their own. This could make you be scammed in a plethora of different ways. They could ask you for money, you know, at face value to help fund their dream, their business, their investment, or they could be trying to get you to join their MLM or their business or whatever, so you front some money thinking that you're going to be part of whatever they're selling you. Maybe they'll send you some shady links to websites or investment sites where you'll send your money or wire your money and then you'll never see it again. If you are on an online dating site and you're supposed to be, you know, having this flirtatious conversation with someone that's supposed to be leading towards some sort of relationship or dating, then there's no need to be exchanging business ideas and investments, at least, especially not till you've even met each other yet. Maybe, you know, people on first dates will be talking about their investments, sure, but over, you know, an online conversation where you've never met, you have no base level of trust, you don't know this person from Adam, do not be investing in whatever business they say they have, do not be clicking the links that they send you that seem shady. Just be very aware and cognizant of the fact that they can very well be trying to take money from you, no matter how exciting or easy or making sense their business or investment opportunity seems. Once again, do not forget to give this video a thumbs up and hit subscribe. Now let's talk about the biggest, most common online dating scam, and that is just fake romance. So people really pull out all the stops when it comes to scamming people via romance or the idea of romance, and they can scam you by acting like your girlfriend or boyfriend in many different ways, by asking you for money for different things. And you know, the more that you feel you trust someone, the more willing you are to give up money and the less willing you are to critically think about what it is that they're asking. So there are a lot of professional scammers and professional fake relationship people who really take the time to seemingly get to know you, you know, pretend to be in this relationship with you through the internet, but in reality, they're just scamming you. And they're getting close to you with a reason, and the reason is to take your money. So if people can, you know, pretend to be your girlfriend or boyfriend for a long period of time, just check out the show Catfish. I mean, people do this for forever. Be aware of anyone who you're not actually meeting in person. If you've been talking to somebody for a long period of time, weeks, months, years, and you've never met them and they're always making excuses, their FaceTime doesn't work, their phone's not good enough to talk on the FaceTime, or they don't have enough money to fly to you, or you can't fly to them because they're moving, or their family member died, or there's all these excuses all the time to never actually meet in person, but they claim that they do want to, but it will never happen. Just be aware that you could possibly be being scammed. But those are the top 5 online dating scams to know about and avoid. And unfortunately, it's really easy to find yourself in the midst of these scams. Sometimes when you're thinking about and talking about online dating scams, they just seem like, oh, I would never fall for that. Who can fall for that? However, these people know what they're doing. They're good at it. They're scammers for a reason. They know how to get the money that they're looking for, and innocent people fall victim to online dating scams every single day. So hopefully this video can help you out. I hope that you're able to avoid ever being scammed. I hope that never happens to you. And I hope that this was, you know, interesting and hopefully helped you out. So hopefully you can check out our online dating app quiz that's going to be linked above me and in the description down below. The quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app, hopefully devoid of scammers. And we can also recommend to you our deals page, which will save you money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps, possibly. So be sure to check that out. It will be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, be sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. Have you ever been scammed before when you're online dating? Do you know someone who's been scammed? Have you seen the scam and avoided it? Or what are some other scams that you have heard of or experienced that we did not list in this video? Leave your comments, stories, everything down below, your warnings, anecdotes. We love to hear from you, so please leave a comment down below. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!